Be relaxed in sports ministry. Romans 9:16. So then, it depends not on human will or exertion, but on God, who has mercy. The servant of God is called to be relaxed. This verse is in the context of Romans 9-11, and Paul seems to be addressing Jewish leaders. He is predicting that the Jews would object to Gentiles being considered children of God. In a lawyer-like way, he responds to this objection by an appeal to freedom and the power of God. It was the perfect balance of justice and mercy. Paul explains God's work and sovereignty in choosing a people of his own in Romans 9:6-13. He presents a contrast with those claiming to be Israel according to the flesh, with those who were Israel according to promise, Romans 9:8. The stories of Sarah and Rebekah regarding their birth events were the experiences that served as the Old Testament basis for Paul's argument. He is teaching that God's choice of a people or person depends upon the mercy and promise of God alone, not on the works of people or someone's bloodline. Paul then anticipates an objection in Romans 9:14 from Jewish leaders concerning the justice of God. He then puts forth his argument with a theological basis. By going to Exodus 33:19, he demonstrates the sovereignty of God in his choice to give mercy. Mercy is a gift that God chooses to give to whom he favors to give. The word un, then, in Romans 9:16, is a transition that points to what is inferred from the previous example. The participle tu thelantos, on human will, speaks of the volition or will of an individual. The participle tu trexantos, on exertion, speaks of diligent effort and assertion like that of an athlete. Here Paul uses treko to depict the attempt of an individual to keep the law and attain God's favor. This is the only time when the apostle used treko to show the effort of non-Christians. Secular philosophers often use the example of the athlete to encourage students to live a virtuous life through personal effort. The last phrase, alla tu elantos theo, but on God who has mercy, confirms that God's merciful choice is what gives someone favor in the eyes of God. Paul was teaching that if God's mercy and compassion depended on God's choice alone, that it could not depend on one's effort toward the goal. So treko is not being used in the typical sense of Paul concerning a Christian's behavior after they are saved. Here, Paul uses treko to show human effort exerted so as to obtain favor from or right standing before God. The last two verses of the paragraph show that God also chooses in his sovereignty to harden the hearts of others. The example of Pharaoh from the Old Testament is evidence in favor of this point. Paul could have used other words to speak of the concept of human effort. This metaphor communicates controlled, goal-directed, full effort given by a runner in the games. He selects this word picture because it shows the best effort a person could give.